Hello?
Sorry, the line got disconnected, madam. Do not worry, I am on the line, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you
Okay. Well, now I've got on
start
my
broadcast?
screen.
Start broadcast.
Wait a minute. On my screen. Are you there still?
Yes, I'm on the line. Tell me, I'm on the line. Tell
Yeah.
me.
On the screen, it's got everything on your screen, including notifications, will
Now
be
look,
recorded.
just hold. Look on the middle of the screen. Do you see three options? Screen
Yes.
broadcast, any desk,
Screen bro screen
start
broad.
broadcast.
It's got screen broadcast, any desk, start broadcast.
Click on the third one, the start broadcast. Click on the third one.
The start one.
Yes, correct one. The start one, correct.
That's number two, it says.
Yeah. Now do
Doing
not do
something.
anything. Now do not any do anything. Do not do anything. Just be online with me.
All right, well, it's doing something at the moment. It's
Yeah,
going
now do
around.
not do anything. Now swipe the page from bottom to top. Try to swipe the page from bottom to top.
What? While it's still going around, it hasn't finished yet.
Yeah, do not. Give a click on the white area. Give a click on the white area.
Click on the white.
Yes.
Just again say that. I know I'm very dense, but just tell me again what you want me to do.
You need to go back to your home screen. Swipe the page from bottom to top.
Right. I've done that and nothing's happening.
Okay.
From
Where
bottom
is
to top. From
yep.
top, mate. Yes, I've got it now and I'm back to the number.
Again, again, go back to your home screen. Again, go back.
I'm right back now to all my things.
Okay. Swipe the page from bottom to top once again.
Oh. I'm back to the app store thing and all that sort of thing.
Yes, you can see all the apps right now.
Yes.
Now, swipe the page right to left.
This is all too hard.
Now, do you see any option which says settings? Click on the settings first.
Go on to settings, yes.
Yes.
I'm on settings.
Okay, now just hold. Now, after that, on the settings, do you see any option on the left-hand side, display and brightness? Click on that option, display and brightness.
Display and brightness. I can't find that. Display, no. I can't find that.
Okay, it will be on the left. It will be on the left-hand side. Just check.
Left-hand, all right. Airplane mode, Wi-Fi, notification, control.
Just below general and central control, display and brightness, it will be showing you. No. Do not scroll down. Go at the very top.
All right. Go on the very top is review Apple iPad. Finish
now,
settings. Is that what you want me to do? Finish settings.
Now, do not do anything. Look on the bottom of your screen. Do you see any option which says general, central, control
yes.
center, display
yes,
and brightness?
General one. General has got a red.
Below general, what do you see below general?
Control center.
Below that?
Display and brightness, yes.
Click on that one.
Yes, I've got that.
Now, on the right-hand side, do you see auto lock? There will be option that says auto lock.
Auto lock, yes.
Click on that one. I need to click on never, the first option.
It's got 2 minutes.
Click on that one. Okay. Now look on the left hand side top. Do you see your name written? Click on your name first.
On my name, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I've done that.
Click on your name. Touch on your name.
I have clicked on my name.
No, you have to do it once again. Touch on your name.
Yes, it's come up now.
Okay. Now, over there, do you see anything which says name, phone number, email? Click on that one.
Yes. 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 Hello?
Yeah, I'm on the line. Yeah. Just hold for a moment. Just hold for a moment. Now, over there, you can see all the information of yours are coming up. Do you see all your information?
No.
Just check it. Is that correct or not?
It hasn't come up and nothing changed.
Okay. Do you see your name, your email?
Name, phone number, email, yes?
Yeah, you can see that?
Yes, it's all come up.
Yeah, is that correct or not?
Well, it's not, yes.
Yeah, so let me tell you, ma'am, what is happening? These are the information are used by those fraudulent persons who are misusing it right now, okay? Those fraudulent persons getting into your devices and using this kinds of information right now. So on the left or the middle top corner, do you see anything which says back option, arrow pointing backwards?
I'll just go down with you. Thank you for being so patient with me, but I'm really upset. It says review Apple finish settings.
Can you go back to the previous page? Can you try to go back?
But then I just get back to settings again and all that sort of stuff.
Okay. Now, do you check your statement online, madam?
Do I check my what?
Your banking statement online?
I don't have any banking online at all, and I don't buy anything online. This is what's upsetting me so much.
Okay, that's the reason, ma'am, what is happening. Those fraudulent persons are misusing your information, and they are doing that, okay? So when was the last time you checked this statement?
Whenever the bank sent it, at the end of this month. I'll have to ring the bank now, I think.
No, you do not have to ring the bank, madam. We are going to cancel the purchases right now through that, because your banking are being used by those fraudulent forces, madam. You need to understand this point. Let me show you what is happening, ma'am. Let me show you. What can you see on your screen?
Well, I can go into settings. Do you want me to go back into settings again?
No. Swipe the page right to left.
Right to left.
Yes.
Well, I'm only getting onto television things and
No need to worry. No need to worry. I'm on the line. Again,
I'm on my home screen at the moment.
Okay. Now, do you see any option which says Safari? Click on the Safari.
Safari. Has it got a little, what does it look like?
It's a blue color icon, compass. It looks like a compass.
It looks like a compass?
Yes.
No, not a compass.
Okay, I'll tell you. Just be on this page. Whatever you can see, just be on that page. Okay.
What I've got, I've got on this page, I've got tips, photo booths, measurements, find
Just hold. Now look the fourth line. Check the fourth line, you will see Safari. The fourth line.
The fourth line. That's iTunes, music, Safari, yes. Click
on that one. Click on that one.
So, has it come up stories or something like that?
Yeah. Now, at the very top, do you see it is written Facebook.com at the very top?
Very top, it's got Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.com. It is written on the middle very top.
I've got that.
Click on that one. Touch on that one.
Yes, I've done that. And then I've got HTTPS.
Yes. Now, do you see a cross? Do you see a cross? Click on the cross.
Click
on the cross.
On the clock.
The cross. No. Again, click on Facebook.com. Click on Facebook.com. Now, at the very top, do you see search or enter website name at the very top?
Search or enter website.
Touch on that one. Touch on that. Now, type from the keyboard. My, M as in Mary, Y as in yellow, my.
My, yes.
Then give a space.
Yes. It's come up as a blue thing. My, Mary.
Just hold, I'm telling you. give a space.
Yes.
Then number one.
Yes.
Then P as in Peter, P.
Do I do a space?
No.
B.
It's P, P as in Peter. P as in
Peter. Paul. All right, Peter, yes. P, with P, oh, come on, P.
Take your time. Do not hurry up, madam. You are doing very great.
I'm just on a crying. Yes.
Now, do you see a third option at the top? Look on the very top, the third option. My 1P address location. Do you see that?
My 1P address. Yes.
No. Just look the third option. Just below that, do you see the options are coming up? There will be an option which says my 1P address location. The third one.
Yes, and it's got my 1P, then the next one is my 1P country, my 1P address location.
Click on this one. Click on this one.
Yes, so what now?
Now, do you see on the middle, what is my IP address location? Find out here. Click on that one.
What is my address, like, yes, all right, I've done that.
Click on that one.
I did that. So, now
what can you see?
I can see, I'm still on aafacebook.com.
You have done something wrong. Just hold for a moment. Okay. Okay. Now go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Now, could you please tell me, madam, when was the last time you checked your statement? Could you please help me with that?
At the end of last month.
At the last month.
At the end of February.
Okay. You need to verify me the name of the bank which you deal with.
I don't know. I'm not going to do all this on the phone. I can't. I cannot. I'll do it. I'll have to ring the bank myself.
No. You need to just... Right now, it's overseas. I have shown you, madam, that those fraudulent persons are misusing your information right now. Your email address, which is elainehearn65@gmail.com. That's correct?
Well, that is one of the emails. That's not the one I use all the time, though.
Yes, that is one of the emails. There are multiple emails they are using it right now, ma'am. So we are going to help you out through that, madam. We are going to cancel all the purchases through your banking right now because they are using your banking directly. So do you see Safari? Do you see Safari?
Yes.
Click on Safari.
Yes, then that takes me back to the Facebook thing.
Okay, just hold for a moment. I will tell you what you need to do now next. Now, do you see at the right-hand side top, there will be a plus sign. Click on the plus sign.
Yes.
Now just hold. Did you click on the plus?
I have done that and it says my address, location and...
Okay. Do you see a square sign right next to the plus, a square?
Yes.
Click on the square.
Yes. I've done that.
Now just
hold. Plus down.
Now do you see plus sign over there? Click on the plus.
That's taking me back to the screen again.
Now give a click on the search. Give a click on the search.
Yes.
Now you need to simply type the name of your bank which you deal with over there. Do it from your end.
I'm trying. I'm really trying hard.
Take your lovely time, madam. You do not have to hurry up, ma'am.
Yeah, all right. I've done that.
Did you type the name of the bank?
I've done that.
Okay. Just hold on. You have done something wrong. You have done something wrong. Look on the left top corner. There will be an arrow pointing backwards.
Yes.
Arrow pointing leftwards. Click on the arrow.
I did that.
Okay. Now check at the very top. Did you type the correct spelling?
Yes, I've got IMB.
Yeah, click on that over there and again type it. Click on where it is written IMD, click on that at the very top.
And they put the wrong, it's got IMD, it's not, it's IMB, it's Barry.
Okay, at the very top, do you see it is written IMD at the middle top?
Yes, IMD, Business School Management, I'm not in that.
No, no, at the very top, middle top, do you see it is written IMD?
No. Yes.
Click on that one.
Right.
Now, once again, type over there. Once again, type the correct one.
Yes, but how can I get rid of the I?
Type the letter I. Type the letter I.
Yes, I've done that.
Now, do you see any option comes up? Okay. Now, do you see IMB Bank? Click on that one, IMB Bank.
Yes.
Now, this part is very important. You need to do it carefully, madam, right now, because we are going to cancel all the charges from your directly banking, okay? So, give a click on the login option. Do you see at the right-hand side top, login?
Right-hand side view, it says view.
Below that view, do you see login?
No. Login, yes.
Click on the login.
Yes. Done that. Login online.
Now, do you see the fourth one, registered for IMB Internet? Click on that one.
Register for IMB, yes.
Yes, click on that one.
I have.
Now, just hold. It will come up.
It's come up. IMB Internet Banking. I don't want to do any Internet Banking.
No, right now, today, we are going to help you out. From tomorrow, it will be like the like you do always. You do not have to do Internet or anything. At the right-hand side top, do you see login once again? You have done some mistakes. Give a click on login once again. Now, click on register. Click on register for IMB.
Register for software then?
No, click on, you are touching the wrong area. Click on login once again. Click on register. No, madam.
Back again, alright, okay, sorry. Click on login again, is that right?
No, register. The fourth
register
option.
Yes. Register for IMB Internet Banking.
Yes, correct. Now just hold for a moment. Now go down. Scroll down.
How far?
Now
staying safe online.
Yeah, go down.
Find out more.
Go up a little bit. Slowly go up.
Staying safe online.
Now, okay, just hold, I will tell you where you need to click. Slowly go up. You will see an option called register online.
Yeah, register your internet banking password. I haven't got
that. No, that one, not that one. Go up.
What's new? How to register for SMS?
Now, do you see register online?
Yes.
Click on register online.
Yes.
Now, this part is very clear.
I don't want to give all this information on the telephone.
This is
I
your
really
banking page, madam, right now.
How do I know who you are? I know you're telling me I don't know. I've never done this online.
Okay, I understand that. Okay, you do not have to do anything. What you need to do, madam, you need to be handy with your last month's statement. You have your last month's statement right now with you?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm holding the line. Be handy with your last month's
statement. No, I can't give it to you. My son has it. I've given it to my son.
You have given
it to
your son.
He looks after all that. That's why I can't give you any more information. I really have no idea. He looks after it.
Okay. Now listen to me. Right now, you have an IMB bank, that's correct?
Yes. And that's okay. All the information I'm going to give you. I cannot give you all of these other things.
I'm asking you right now, what was the last transaction you have done with your IMB bank debit card? What was the last one? Yes.
Yesterday at a Woolworths store.
Woolworths store, that's correct. Because right now some people have tried to make a purchase of a Woolworth gift card once again for $500.
No.
Right now we have just got the update. So do not worry, we will help. Yes, we will help. Woolworth gift card. It's an online Woolworth gift card. They have tried to purchase that.
How would they do that?
Because right now they are getting your information, madam. That's the reason. That's the reason I'm trying to help. You need to cooperate with me so that I can block them permanently and help you with the refund right now.
Look, I'm please don't take this the wrong way, but I have been told by my son not to give out any information on the telephone.
No, you do not have to. You need to just confirm me the approx amount. What was the closing balance was in your IMB bank? The approx. Do you remember?
Approximately $19,000.
How much?
$9,000.
$9,000 or $19,000?
$19,000.
Okay, that's the reason. Just hold for a moment. And you use the debit card from your IMB bank. That's correct.
I've never had a gift card.
Not the gift card, ma'am. Do you have the debit card from your IMB bank?
Yes.
Yes. That card is being used by those fraudulent persons. Just hold for a moment. Let me check with my security officer.
All right.
Just be online, madam, with me. Right now we are checking that what type of security we are going to give you so that your all the activities will be blocked and all the purchases will be cancelled. Okay?
Then what am I going to do to buy food from?
Go back to your home screen. And do you have any identity proof, like any driver's license or any Medicare card?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have driver's or you have Medicare?
Oh, I think I've got Medicare. I can't cope with this any longer. I'm sorry, you've been very helpful, but I can't cope.
Madam, right now I'm trying to help you out. If they take out all the money from your account, then what will happen? Then whom you will going to take?
I'm trying
to help you out. Blocking those person, you need to cooperate with me, ma'am. I'm talking with you.
For half an hour I've been doing this. My blood pressure is now up to 200. You are doing great, madam.
You're just trying to canceling these purchases right now, madam. That's the reason. You need to be patient for this. Otherwise, all the money will be debited from your account.
I'm sorry. I can't do anymore. I'm sorry. Thank you for helping me.
Then the money will be taken.